Y'all know what the Streisand effect is? Like Barbara Streisand? The Streisand effect is when you try to hide something. And as a result, the unintended consequence is it is only catapulted into the limelight. And sometimes I wonder if a lot of these conspiracies have, of course, the intention of being hidden. And they know, the powers that shouldn't be know, that the Streisand effect will actually take place and they will be catapulted. And you might ask, well, why would they want that? Well, if we're spinning our wheels round and round we go, we're not actually behind change. If we're not actually behind a revolution. And we need a revolution, ladies and gentlemen. Let's not beat around the bush. We need a revolution. Okay? What is the definition of a revolution? Does anybody know? I have my version of it, or my idea of it. Let's do a little grammar here. Revolution, okay? It's a television show. It's a brewing company. And it also means, of course, this is the definition we were looking for. As a noun, it refers to an overthrow and thorough replacement of an established government or political system by the people governed. So let me read that again, that definition again, so we can get to the basic understanding of the world, of the word rather, so that there's no way to twist my words, you scumbags that want to frame patsies on a regular basis. I'm not going to be a patsy. I'm not going to let you claim I'm radical or at all in any way, shape, or form condoning any criminal activity. Well, let me rephrase that, because criminal activity in itself is not the problem. So in a way, I condone criminal activity in the sense that if you are doing something that is not harming anyone, then I condone you being able to act, even if it's criminal or deemed by this entity known as the government to be criminal. I don't care. Do as many freaking drugs as you want. But there are many people out there in the certain groups of bureaucratic bodies that want to go around and bully people like myself, people like the gentleman from Alaska. What was his name? No, I'm forgetting his name. He's probably still in jail, the guy. He had come on YouTube and did something called The Solution. Something Carter, maybe. See, that's scary, because now I don't even remember this guy's name. This militia member in Alaska who was railroaded and trapped. But there definitely is a threat to people like myself that put themselves out there and call for a revolution. But again, let's define the term revolution. Because all it means is to overthrow and... Hold on, who the hell is calling me when I'm on the air right now? You're going to call me on the air, you're going to go on the air. Hey, who's this? Alex, I'm on the air right now. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. How you doing?
Good, man. Why don't you call into the radio show?
Oh, I definitely will. I'll call you right back,
alright? Alright, 800-313-9443, alright?
Gotcha, thanks, man.
Okay. Alright, there's Alex. He's a volunteer for the Free Your Mind Conference. He ought to save numbers. What kind of a talk show host would pick up their phone on the radio? I'll tell you what kind. A kind that does not care about the formalities and the structure and the BS. I really could care less. I grew up with the old school of thought of doing radio with a certain cadence and a certain etiquette. But I don't care. No, I don't care about that anymore. Good radio should be based on the content, should be based on the fact that it's genuine and organic, and not by anything else. But I digress. Let's go back to revolution. I was in the middle of this. I thought this is important. As a noun, it means to overthrow a government, an established government, or political system, and it's the thorough replacement of such an entity. In sociology, a radical and pervasive change in society and the social structure, especially one made suddenly and often accomplished by violence. Well, that's the sociological definition, which is the definition deemed by our society and the bureaucrats and the eugenicist, of course. And I look at sociology and what that field is comprised of, some of the thinkers in sociology like Margaret Sanger and others, well-known eugenicists. But the basic definition of revolution, to me, seems like it is exactly what we need. An overthrow and the thorough replacement of an established government or political system by the people governed. Are you ready for a revolution? If so, what is it going to look like? Is this what it looks like? Are we in the midst of a revolution right now as I speak? Is this what it looks like? Because if it is, this is a lackluster revolution, if you ask me. But what more do I want? And how would we go about this revolution? Well, one way in which we're going to go about the revolution is by getting our home front in order, by having things that our families can use and sustain with, and keeping ourselves sovereign. Another dirty word that the bureaucrats have been thought and told to be afraid of, these sovereigns. I'll never forget some of the propaganda that came around a couple years ago about the sovereign citizen movement that was taught to police departments. Let's see if I can find that clip. Sovereign citizen police. I think there was a 60 Minutes piece done on it. I just completely tore it apart at the time. Here it is. The Southern Poverty Law Center. Let's listen a little bit of this for some fuel for our fire. This video contains images and language that some viewers may find disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised. Here we go. Propaganda from the Southern Poverty Law Center. This is a traffic stop at I-40 near West Memphis, Arkansas.
2010 started out like any other day. Two veterans of our West Memphis, Arkansas Police Department, Bill Evans and Brandon Powdert, were patrolling the interstate as part of the department's drug interdiction team, something they loved to do. They became involved in what seemed to be a routine traffic stop, though I've always warned my officers there is no such thing. But really, how much more routine can you get than pulling over a father and son in what looked like a church bus?
This father and son, Brandon Powdert and Bill Evans, were the police officers that were killed by Jerry and Joe Kane, who many believe were not at all the individuals depicted in this video here. And mind you, the rhetoric that comes from the police officer you just heard about no routine traffic stop, because every single one of us is against them and they are against us. And that right there is a dangerous place to be.
My men didn't realize who or what they were dealing with. Neither officer made it home. And one of them was my son. I'm Bob Powder, Chief of the West Memphis Police Department. My officers, Bill and my son, Brandon, didn't realize that there are people at war with this country that are not international terrorists. They are seemingly ordinary people, just like you and me, but they don't recognize the federal government's authority to impose laws or taxes on them. They're known as sovereign citizens.
Ooh, they don't recognize the government's authority to put taxes on us. Or put laws on us. Sovereign citizens. Well, let me tell you, I don't think we ought to have laws or taxes forced upon us at the point of a gun. No, I don't think so. Now, that being said, let's not misconstrue this for the fact that I believe very strongly we should follow natural law. And we should not harm one another. That is a violation of a more important law than any government or man-made law could ever speak to, perhaps. Well, maybe I should rephrase that. It trumps the government's law. So a government could make it perfectly legal to kill one another, but yet it would still not be right.
Their beliefs may sound so out there that they appear comical or crazy. But don't discount or ignore these people, because they're willing to kill and be killed for these beliefs.
BS. Now, sure, there's some crazy people out there. The Jerry and Joe Kane story, I don't necessarily believe at all. But BS. For the most part, voluntarists, sovereign citizens, whatever you want to call them, or sovereign, being a sovereign citizen, is an oxymoron. But for the most part, these people just are smart, good people that want to live their lives in peace. And if you don't tread on them, then there's no problem. What does it mean to tread on them? No, it doesn't mean that they should gun you down if you get pulled over in a traffic stop. No, it doesn't mean that. That is a perverted way of thinking about things. I'm not the type of person that says, hey, we should shoot them down if they even put a hand on you. And that brings up, of course, Larkin Rose's infamous article titled When to Kill a Cop. Or when is it okay to kill a cop? In the next segment on tonight's show, I'm going to read some excerpts from that because I think that's very important. When is it okay to kill a cop? A cop, at the end of the day, is just a human being. Oh yeah, that's right, Bob. They got a shiny badge and a fancy costume on. I can't forget that. Oh yeah.
We as law enforcement officers need to recognize this very real threat so we can protect ourselves. And maybe if Brandon and Bill had been able to recognize the warning signs of sovereign beliefs, they'd be alive today.
Yeah, I really am troubled by his loss. As a father, as a brother, as a son. There's no way around that. It's very sad. Even if his son was killed in some sort of false flag or whatever it may have been, it's very troubling. But now you're a sucker because you're allowing it to be exploited and for it to be propagandized and for it to be used to fulfill an agenda to slowly crack down even more than we've already been cracked down on. And for that, you are a part of the problem, sir. Sovereign citizens and law enforcement understanding the threat. Chief Robert Paudert. And this, of course, is the Southern Poverty Law Center.
In 1995, 168 men, women, and children were killed in the worst domestic terrorist attack on American soil in our nation's history. Aimed at the federal government and law enforcement, the bombing in Oklahoma City was the horrific symbol of the wave of anti-government sentiment that swept across the country in the 1990s.
Yeah, another false flag.
I'm retired ATF Special Agent in Charge, James Cavanaugh. I spent more than 30 years with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and I was there at the beginning of the so-called Patriot Movement. I watched in 1992 as the standoff between law enforcement and a white separatist, Randy Weaver, in Ruby Ridge, Idaho, ended with the deaths of a federal marshal and Weaver's wife and son.
That you murdered in cold blood, you scumbag! I don't even know what to say. The chutzpah to twist something like shooting this man's wife and child dead because of some BS entrapment. We know the story of what happened at Ruby Ridge. Everyone listening knows right now that you're lying, you scumbag.
I was there in the shootout the next year when David Koresh and more than 70 of his followers, along with 4 ATF agents, died in a fiery siege near Waco, Texas.
Another one. Let's talk about the Clinton crime family and Janet Reno and their involvement with this. Let's talk about the fact that David Koresh, at the end of the day, had a compound, a sovereign citizen compound, whatever you want to call it, that was outside of the rules and regulations of our society. And why is that such a bad thing? Again, I don't get it. Maybe I'm missing something here.
What we didn't understand at first was that these events were a catalyst for the growth of a radical anti-government movement, a catalyst for the birth of armed militias. At its height, there were more than 800 of these anti-government groups throughout the country.
A militia is a part of our country's history. And a militia, forget the country, forget patriotism, is an important release valve and protection mechanism in a system of adequate checks and balances. All right, folks, we'll take our quick break. And when we come back, we'll finish that, and we'll also get to Larkin Rose, when it's okay to kill a cop.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try iodine now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Part of what is called the sovereign citizen movement. They believe the government has no right to tax or impose laws on them. Following law enforcement crackdowns after Oklahoma City, many anti-government groups disappeared.
And here we are, back on the Bob Tuscan show, when he describes a group of people that don't believe in taxes and laws. He's describing us. Yeah, he's describing, well, most of us. I shouldn't speak for my listeners, but he's describing me. And that's why it irks me to know that there is a systematic campaign to try to label us, to try to frame the war, to try to frame the revolution, to make us out to be something other than we are. I'm going to continue to dissect this, and we're going to talk about Larkin Rose's infamous article, When It's Okay to Kill a Cop. Sovereign man from sovereign land, though, is here to join us for a second. Sovereign, please do interrupt this monologue of sorts that I am just trying to get out there, man. I'm just venting tonight. It's one of those nights where I'm just kind of taking an overview of where we stand and flowing here with this consciousness that I have at the moment. What are you up to? Sovereign man from sovereign land?
Say 5 foot something. Can you hear me?
Now I can. What's up?
Oh, price every damn thing. And, you know, you gotta talk to John about the encoder. But anyway, hey, it looks like they got it going good. Hallelujah. But the whole sovereign thing, you see, you rang my bell, man. You said the word, so I had to call in. You know, the sovereign word. Not the citizen part. I despise that part. Yeah, the whole Jerry and Joe Kane thing, that was all false flag. Actually, I was on a talk show call with Donna Kane, and she said it was not Joe and Jerry. And I've done some research onto it. I think the guy's name is, he's an older broadcaster. I'm trying to think of his name. And actually, he was on call with Donna Kane. He was actually held the call. I'm trying to think of the guy's name. He rides a motorcycle. An older guy.
Clay Douglas.
That's it. You bing, 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 bing. Man, I'm so proud of you, Bob. Yeah, Clay Douglas. And we did research on it, and then no way. I think it was definitely a setup. I think that Joe and Jerry Kane was an executive hit from the White House because Joe was teaching people how to redeem their mortgages.
Yeah, I need some help from him right now. Too bad he's not around.
Well, maybe we can talk. I mean, I can steer you in the right direction with that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway.
Still trying to figure out the whole house situation here, man. It's,
yeah, but you got to stop with the lawyer thing.
The lawyer thing? What do you mean?
Well, you know, you had that little infraction with the, the traveling thing.
And when I pick and choose my battles, dude.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't got time to fight everything. You know, as much as I want to make an example.
Well, sometimes they choose the battles, but then you got to challenge their jurisdiction because, you know, if they don't have jurisdiction, you don't give it to them. But if you give it to them, then they got it. That's the bottom line.
Something like that. Have you heard this Larkin Rose article, When It's Okay to Kill a Cop?
I've heard it. Outlaw Josie Wales does it.
Oh, yeah. Outlaw Josie Wales does it. Yep. She'll be at the Free Your Mind Conference, of course, April 10th, 11th, and 12th. And we'll be back with that when it's okay to kill a cop on the other side.
The Bob Justin Show.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
When should you shoot a cop? That question, even without an answer, makes most law-abiding taxpayers go into knee-jerk conniptions. The indoctrinated masses all race to see who can be first and loudest to proclaim that it is never okay to forcibly resist law enforcement. In doing so, they also inadvertently demonstrate why so much of human history has been plagued by tyranny and oppression. In an ideal world, cops would do nothing except protect people from thieves and attackers, in which case shooting a cop would never be justified. In the real world, however, far more injustice, violence, torture, theft, and outright murder has been committed in the name of law enforcement than has been committed in spite of it. To get a little perspective, try watching a documentary or two about some of the atrocities committed by the regimes of Stalin or Lenin or Chairman Mao or Hitler or Pol Pot or any number of other tyrants in history. Pause the film when the jackboots are just about to herd innocent people into the cattle cars or just about to gun them down as they stand on the edge of a ditch, and then ask yourself the question, when should you shoot a cop? Keep in mind, the evils of those regimes were committed in the name of law. And as much as the statement may make people cringe, the history of the human race would have been a lot less gruesome if there had been a lot more cop killers around to deal with the state mercenaries of those regimes. Now, people don't mind when you point out the tyranny that has happened in other countries, but most have a hard time viewing their own country, their own government, and their own law enforcers in any sort of objective way. Having been trained to feel a blind loyalty to the ruling class of the particular piece of dirt they live on, also known as patriotism, and having been trained to believe that obedience is a virtue, the idea of forcibly resisting law enforcement is simply unthinkable to many. Literally, they can't even think about it. And humanity has suffered horribly because of it. It is a testament to the effectiveness of authoritarian indoctrination that literally billions of people throughout history have begged and screamed and cried in the face of authoritarian injustice and oppression, but only a tiny fraction have ever actually lifted a finger to try to stop it. Even when people can recognize tyranny and oppression, they still usually talk about working within the system, the same system that's responsible for the tyranny and the oppression. People want to believe that the system will, sooner or later, provide justice. The last thing they want to consider is that they should illegally resist, that if they want to achieve justice, they must become criminals and terrorists, which is what anyone who resists legal injustice is automatically labeled. But history shows all too well that those who fight for freedom and justice almost always do so illegally, i.e., without the permission of the ruling class. If politicians think that they have the right to impose any law they want, and cops have the attitude that as long as it's called law, they will enforce it, what is there to prevent complete tyranny? Not the consciences of the lawmakers or their hired thugs, obviously, and not any election or petition to the politicians. When tyrants define what counts as law, then by definition, it is up to the lawbreakers to combat tyranny. Pick any example of abuse of power, whether it's the fascist so-called war on drugs, the police thuggery that has become so common, the random stops and searches now routinely carried out in the name of security, such as at airports, border checkpoints that aren't even at the border, sobriety checkpoints, and so on, or any other example. Now, ask yourself the uncomfortable question. If it's wrong for cops to do these things, doesn't that imply that the people have a right to resist such actions? And of course, state mercenaries don't take kindly to being resisted, even non-violently. If you question their right to detain you, interrogate you, search you, invade your home, and so on, you are very likely to be tasered, physically assaulted, kidnapped, put in a cage, or shot. If a cop decides to treat you like livestock, whether he does it legally or not, you will usually have only two options: submit or kill the cop. You can't resist a cop just a little and get away with it. He will always call in more of his fellow gang members until you are subdued or dead. Basic logic dictates that you either have an obligation to let law enforcers have their way with you, or you have the right to stop them from doing so, which will almost always require killing them. Politely asking fascists to not be fascists has a very poor track record throughout history. Consider the recent Indiana Supreme Court ruling, which declared that if a cop tries to illegally enter your home, it's against the law for you to do anything to stop him. Aside from the patent absurdity of it, since it amounts to giving thugs with badges permission to break the law and makes it a crime for you to defend yourself against a criminal if he has a badge, consider the logical ramifications of that attitude. There were once some words written on a piece of parchment, those words now known as the Fourth Amendment, that said that you have the right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures at the hands of government agents. In Indiana today, what could that possibly mean? The message from the ruling class is quite clear and utterly insane. It amounts to this. We don't have the right to invade your home without probable cause, but if we do, you have no right to stop us, and we have the right to arrest you if you try. Why not apply that to the rest of the Bill of Rights while we're at it? You have the right to say what you want, but if we use violence to shut you up, you have to let us. I can personally attest to the fact that that is the attitude of the U.S. so-called Department of Justice. Or maybe you have the right to have guns, but if we try to forcibly and illegally disarm you and you resist, we have the right to kill you. Ask Randy Weaver or the Branch Davidians about that one. You have the right to not testify against yourself, but when we coerce you into confessing and call it a plea agreement, you can't do a thing about it. What good is a right? What does the term right even mean if you have an obligation to allow jackboots to violate your so-called rights? It makes the term absolutely meaningless. To be blunt, if you have the right to do A, it means that if someone tries to stop you from doing A, even if he has a badge and a politician's scribble, sometimes called law, on his side, you have the right to use whatever amount of force is necessary to resist that person. That's what it means to have an unalienable right. If you have the unalienable right to speak your mind, a la the First Amendment, then if all else fails, you have the right to kill government agents who try to shut you up. If you have the unalienable right to be armed, then if all else fails, you have the right to kill government agents who try to disarm you. If you have the right to not be subjected to unreasonable searches and seizures, then if all else fails, you have the right to kill government agents who try to inflict those upon you. Those who are proud to be law-abiding don't like to hear this and don't like to think about this, but what's the alternative? If you do not have the right to forcibly resist so-called legal injustice, that logically implies that you have an obligation to allow government agents to do absolutely anything they want to you, your home, your family, your neighbors, and so on. Really, there are only two choices. You are a slave, the property of the politicians, without any rights at all, or you have the right to violently resist government attempts to oppress you. There can be no other option. Of course, on a practical level, openly resisting the gang called government is usually very hazardous to one's health. But there's a big difference between obeying for the sake of self-preservation, which is often necessary and rational, and feeling a moral obligation to go along with whatever the ruling class wants to do to you, which is pathetic and insane. Most of the incomprehensible atrocities that have occurred throughout history were due in large part to the fact that most people answer never to the question of when should you shoot a cop. The correct answer is, when evil is legal, become a criminal. When oppression is enacted as law, become a lawbreaker. And when those violently victimizing the innocent have badges, become a cop killer. So the next time you hear of a police officer being killed in the line of duty, take a moment to consider the very real possibility that maybe in that case, the law enforcer was the bad guy and the cop killer was the good guy. As it happens, that has been the case more often than not throughout human history.
The state calls its own violence law, but that of the individual crime, Max Stirner. And of course, the George Orwell quote, "During times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act." There comes a time when a moral man can't obey a law which his conscience tells him is unjust. Martin Luther King Jr. That, of course, was by Larkin Rose. When should you shoot a cop?
And this is the Bob Tuscan Show. Your thoughts on that? 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. We'll squeeze in some final phone calls. Anything that you want to get off your chest or comment on that you've heard this hour of the Bob Tuscan Show, here's your opportunity. Open lines, 800-313-9443. Is Sovereign Man still with us? Sovereign Man.
Hey, I'm still here, dude. I'm hanging.
Cool. Your thoughts?
Well, actually, it's written in the law. You know, shiny badges don't give any extra rights. Okay? If you're not involved in crime and you're not a criminal and you're in fear of your life, you're and that quote unquote individual that is acting under the guise of law enforcement is actually doing something other than that, you can kill them. That's the law. And I don't know if they've been told that or not. But back to the Jerry and Joe Kane thing, I think that they were set up, and I think that the sheriff's son was, you know, you've seen Brotherhood of the Bell when they, you know, you become part of this, fraternity, and then eventually throughout your career, you know, you make it to here, you make it to there, and then eventually they say, we need you. Well, in this case, they needed his son to be sacrificed for the cause. And I think that's what happened. I think his son was probably a really good guy. And he was probably too good of a guy. So he had to be sacrificed. Okay? And then he said, well, look, this is the deal, dude. You're gonna retire, and then you're gonna go around the country and you're gonna give seminars to 3,300 and some odd counties. And you're gonna give them this misnomer, sovereign citizen thing. You're gonna keep saying it over and over and over like a meme. And actually it took Donna Kane, I think 40 days. I think it was 40 days to get the dash cam footage. And actually, they can modify the dash cam footage, Bob. I know for a fact, because I was an ear witness to a friend of mine who got pulled over. I heard everything that the cops said to him. It took him 16 months to get the dash cam footage, and the things I heard weren't on the video. I mean, all that stuff can be fabricated, you know that. It's not secured. You like to think it is. Are we there? Still here?
Yep. Just listening.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, all these things are being fabricated. It's almost like to the point where a lot of people are losing hope because they don't know what to believe. But, you know, don't be weary and well-doing, people. You know? Keep hope alive. Just hang in there.
I agree, man. Thanks for your call.
Hang in there. There's some light at the end of the tunnel.
We can only hope. Okay, that's Sovereign Man from Sovereign Land, of course. And this is the Bob Tuscan Show. We will take our final break for the evening and come back. We'd love to hear from you still. You have a brief opportunity to join us. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. 43. Hope to see you at the Free Your Mind Conference coming up right around the corner. I gotta buckle down and get this lecture of mine done. The lecture that I will be presenting, Scarcity-Based Mind Control and the Liberation of the Mind, Body, and Spirit. Alright, folks. Stand by. We'll come back and we'll wrap things up on tonight's Bob Tuscan Show. You can always email me, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. It's pretty simple. The email is the Bob Tuscan, T-U-S-K-I-N, show@gmail.com. All right, go get yourself something to drink, something to eat maybe. Got a couple minutes, and we'll meet right back here. And the cherry on top of this fun and festive Bob Tuscan show tonight, not our typical jovial attitude, but, you know, sometimes I get a little serious and a little bit focused on what's really happening.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide only at HempUSA.org.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
The future.
Friend, look at this property that we're considering buying, and this friend of mine is a established permaculturist. He is really handy dude and somebody who is a instructor at the Earth Skills Gatherings. The Earth Skills Gatherings is a primitive and I guess, I don't know, thrifty group of earthy people that come out and they They do all sorts of classic things that our society has been twice removed from, like cleaning an animal, starting a fire, building shelter. Anyways, this good friend of mine, he came and he took a look, and you know, before I buy a property, I wouldn't have it any other way. I would want this guy to help me survey and look to see what the survival potential is, where he sees it makes sense to maybe have gardens. He took a look at the natural, you know, the natural ecosystems and plants and trees on the property. He found all sorts of cool fruit trees on this property. Actually, he found an awesome cherry tree, elderberry, which I look forward to having as a resource, not just for food, but for medicine. Elderberry is an incredible immune enhancer. And I also heard that the seeds in the elderberry are poisonous. So you want to be careful about that. There were fig trees on this property. There were pears on the property. And there was a lot of potential. And, well, I think it's within our means at the moment. You know, I'm conflicted because I do think I am going to get a mortgage. But at the same time, I know that mortgage is a joke. Freaking joke. Just the whole process and seeing if I can get one is a joke. But when stuff hits the fan, and I mean really hits the fan, not just this recent collapse that we saw, but when stuff really hits the fan, they're not going to kick me off of the property that I've been at. I mean, they can try. But they're not going to, realistically. ...70% of the loans today are still backed by Fannie and Freddie, which is a quasi-government agency. And that kind of troubles me, because then the government, of course, is behind it. It could potentially kick me out. Hey, the baby was up at 4 o'clock in the morning. What the hell was he thinking, dude? It's 2.5, and to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, it was insane. I, of course, did the gracious thing and got up with him and hung out for a couple hours, and he eventually went back to bed. But I'm tired. I'm going to sleep. And I'll be back tomorrow, and I love you guys. You guys stay up and listen to OCD coming up next. Until then, take care. Love you.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Y'all go plant some seeds.